Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
What is this?
It's the news update from the morning after.
It's Chrissy Bones, Thursday Night Football. Nobody cares about the scores or the stats. The takeaway from this one is Packers head coach Mike McCarthy on the game-winning drive, basically, an iffy 34-yard pass from Russell Wilson to Tyler Lockett, unchallenged by Mike McCarthy, despite video evidence that it may not have been a catch. McCarthy also made the head-scratching decision to punt the ball back to Seattle, which is 4 minutes remaining, only one timeout remaining. Seahawks then ran out the clock.
You know, it looked like the way Mike McCarthy managed the last quarter of that game, it looked like something was on the take. Like he was on the take.
I don't think he's on the take, but I think that he coaches not to lose and eventually ends up losing.
And this is the stat we gave
earlier.
There's
a trait of conservatism that just is going to be their downfall when it's all said and done.
Packers have entered the final 5 minutes of regulation with just one timeout more often than any team in the NFL over the past four seasons.
That is like amazing that it's not just like this year.
I got a stat for you right here.
There's a great stat. Now you're bringing stuff. That's good stuff right there.
NBA news, lots of it. Carmelo Anthony Dunn and Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey saying Thursday the team is parting ways, looking for a resolution to his deal there. Melo played just 8 games in his illustrious Rockets career. Morey, without cracking a smile, said Carmelo had a tremendous approach during his time with the Rockets and accepted every role coach Mike D'Antoni gave him. You guys agree with that, though?
Yeah, no, Sun didn't do nothing not to get the job except be Carmelo Anthony. That's it. His only crime is being Carmelo Anthony. He went there, was on the bench, said all the right stuff, but long tools is not going to cut it. Not playing defense is not going to cut it. They knew what they was getting when they brought Sun in there. Why embarrass him like this 10 games into the season?
I think it is kind of he was to blame for the Houston Rockets' early season woes, and it's not Melo's fault. You lose Trevor Ariza, you lose Mbute.
Yeah, the big dude.
Mbute. Yeah, you lose these two dudes, and you're going to have to pay the consequences for it after. And as you like Corey just stated, you know who Carmelo Anthony is. I talked about it. I'm not Melo's biggest fan now. I actually like the guy, but from a basketball standpoint, we talked about it last year. The Oklahoma City Thunder plus-minus differential was really no different with him on the floor or off the floor. But I compare him, Bones, to Eli Manning. You know, they're legends of the game, but they're both just slower, and the sport is starting to pass them by.
And now, where to begin on the Warriors? KD, Draymond, Circus first, as predicted right here by Corey Parson yesterday. The Dubs got waxed by those Rockets, 107-86 Thursday night. That's not the story. Kevin Durant asked the comment about the Draymond Green situation after the game, said, quote, "Don't ask me that again." Draymond's take was that he spoke to KD, that they're moving on, and that, quote, "We're the best team in the league. We're still going to win another championship." Steve Kerr, after the game, "We're banged up a little bit physically, and right now we're banged up spiritually."
You know what? One thing that is being underestimated a little bit is the impact that Steph Curry has on this basketball team, a calming presence and a damn good player. I mean, right now they're just missing him. You know, last night, actually, you know, they played okay. They just couldn't score. It's kind of strange to say that. And the game stayed way under the number. But, the Warriors' demise isn't going to be this year.
No.
But it's nice to know that they're probably going to get split up after this year, at least. For people that are getting tired of them.
I think you're starting to see the writing on the wall. But the thing is, they're going into that new stadium next year.
They're moving to San Francisco. And also, they won't have Kevin Durant. You know what that means, Corey? Means they're going to have $35 freaking million dollars to sign someone else.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, Kevin Durant's gone and the Warriors
are going to sell. Well, you got Draymond coming off the books at the end of the 2019
season. Yeah, but
they're
still going to bring someone else in. Then Boogie Cousins is willing to pay for $5. Somebody else will come in for $20.
There you go. But, Gabe, it's important to have Kevin Durant when they open up that new building.
I don't think they need him.
You don't think so? I don't think Warrior fans like Kevin Durant.
I don't think he's one of them, bro, and he knows it.
College football.
You're not my dad.
You're right.
College football week 12. Crazy scene in Houston last night. Forget about the score.
You don't know your real daddy anyway.
Forget about the score in Houston last night. Cougars over Tulane 48-17. Nobody would bet on that game.
Bones editorializing again.
I mean, Corey's on to something. Like, stay, you know, stick to the scores. Right? Like,
it's intervention time, pal.
I got to go back. It's That's what Dana White time. Once told me, actually.
It's intervention time?
Yeah, I was doing, like, these editorials about, you know, the corner this and that belt's not worth anything. And we got a message from Dana White.
Get back to
it was like, dude, when you just give picks, I like the show. He goes, I don't know why you editorialize so much.
As expected, an expected top 10 NFL draft pick in that game, defensive tackle Ed Oliver got into it with his head coach, Major Applewhite. Oliver's missed four straight games with an injured knee, therefore not starting. Had his jacket removed by Applewhite on the sidelines approaching the half. Oliver snapped, had to be restrained. Applewhite's explanation, we have a rule on the sideline. Starters have jackets so they can stay warm. You don't want 1,000 guys in jackets when it's 50 degrees outside. You want them to stand up, be off the bench, and be tough.
This guy, right? These college football coaches are really.
You don't.
Son,
yo, you can't have everyone being warm.
But he took it off of him. That's even better.
You want to be. Jacket. Come to the east side of Harlem one night and take a jacket off of somebody.
Did you see Oliver?
Yeah. He was trying to kill him, son.
No, he was for real.
He was trying to get at him.
He was like for real. Like,
yeah.
And you can see him. Forget about KD saying, I'm out of here. This is why I'm out. Dude, this Oliver ain't never played.
Yo, snowstorm in Harlem. We gotta snatch your jacket and see what you do.
And see what happens.
Look at the video, guys. Oliver looked like he was gonna murder. Major
Dude
Applewhite.
Had the state trooper was like, "Come on, coach! Come on, coach! Come on, coach!"
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the morning after with Gabe Morenci.
I finally snapped
Corey Parson.
I love it, son.
And Michelle Serpico.
It was pretty wild.
The morning after.
I love waking up drunk in the morning.
You don't have a call.
I'll be outside at 12:05 and I'm going to smash your face in.
Want to see her kitty cat?
You kids got talent and I should know. I used to have it.
The morning after.
All right, level three, the morning after on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Armed Forces Radio Networks, iHeart, YouTube, Siri, Alexa, Xbox.
Alexa, play the morning after.
PlayStation. And many other platforms.
Many other platforms.
Many, many, many other platforms.
I'm Gabriel Morenci, Corey Parson.
Michelle, that other computer charge over there, it's only on 2%.
You seem like you're charged up enough already, Corey.
Yes,
you don't need
to charge. If you can pass that to me, I can know because I like to watch the screen because we got to have Ted Savransky on.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to I want to
get your games ready.
Exactly. Yeah, I fill out
my
ticket.
Why don't you make a little list? What games you want to ask Teddy about here? You got to pick your spots. Teddy's not on for a long time. We got, you know.
No, we don't. We got to get started.
And despite what Bones thinks, I know the degenerate gamblers need a breakdown of Memphis.
I know, right?
Michelle.
Don't drop it,
There's
Michelle.
A daily mic drop for Michelle.
There you go. Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear.
The daily mic drop. That's the name for a set. The mic drop.
I always forget
Michelle.
It's on me.
No. Don't break your damn table, Gabe.
Oh, no. And now my battery's about to break.
And it nearly went through the glass there.
The table about to break. Michelle, battery dead. I got my shirt off. I went to go get my belly rub. Shorty said, you don't look like you miss any meals. I said, listen, woman, it keeps you warm.
She
said, don't like it. I said, it keep you warm at night, though. You know what I'm saying?
Corey's got a belly like a Buddha.
It keep you warm at night. You know what I'm saying? This is good to snuggle up with.
Well, we could use some luck. So, yeah, Ted Savransky's going to join us. I always get confused with the breaks here. I think Teddy joins us like in a minute or two. Yeah, I think it is,
It'll
right?
Be in,
like right now.
Like 11. He'll come on at 11 after we'll get Ted. Either 11 or 12 after. So 4 or 5 minutes, Ted will be getting set up.
See, there's
the
break coming up right now.
When we come back, Ted
will
be,
back.
We'll be at Ted's Sportsbook.
Ted's Sportsbook and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. You got the Cowboys and the Falcons. You got the Bears and the Vikings. We got the Rams and the Chiefs. How about that Colt-Titan game? A lot of good football this weekend in the National Football League. It's calm before the storm in the collegiate world, but we got Syracuse and Notre Dame from Yankee Stadium. All that and more morning after.
Fantasy
Freestyle. I know the narrative about Eli. I know it all. I'm here in New York. But four of his last five games have not been bad against San Francisco on Monday night. Only 188 yards passing, but three touchdowns. 2 weeks ago against Atlanta, 399 yards and a touchdown. 20 fantasy points. We'll take that. The game against Carolina that they lost with a last-second field goal, 326 and two touchdowns. So he's viable. And I think if I'm going to take Eli, I'm going to stack him up with Odell Beckham.
Tuesday and Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
The Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci alongside Corey Parson and Michelle Serpico. What is it, week 11 this week in the NFL, week 12 in college. So we mentioned the Notre Dame stuff. I don't want to get into this. So Notre Dame unveils the baseball uniform for the stadium game. When Notre Dame faces Syracuse on Saturday at Yankee Stadium, the Yankees won't be there, but they're epic and famous pinstripes will.
Yes, the great pinstripes. Of the
great pinstripes.
Of the second greatest professionals franchise, the New York Yankees.
Notre Dame, for its latest installment of the Shamrock series, will look more like the Yankees than the Fighting Irish, as they'll wear uniforms that feature navy blue with pinstripes.
I wish you could buy that jersey. I don't even like the Golden Dome.
Something tells me I think you will be.
I don't even like the Fighting Irish, but the uniform looked dope.
It was funny, though. No Yankee fans don't mind this. They're like, oh, it looks cool. Notre Dame fans are pissed.
Oh, boo.
The Notre Dame athletic director is saying, we're getting a lot of complaints that we shouldn't mess with our traditional uniform. But when it's the New York Yankees, it's okay. And, you know.
Oh, Gabe, if they lose, the Notre Dame fans is going to be like,
oh, yeah, especially their perfect record with pinstripe
with
pants.
With the playoff on the line,
let's
too. They're going to be like, we lost because we had the Yankee uniforms on. I guarantee you.
Teddy.
What up, Ted?
What up, Teddy?
Hey, what's going on, Corey, Gabe? How are you guys today?
Always a pleasure. And Michelle. And say hello,
good
Michelle.
Morning.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Sorry.
Good. How are you?
Come on, Teddy.
Teddy's like, I'm not there.
All right. Says, hey, Syracuse, Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium tomorrow. We're looking about Syracuse, dude. They beat Clemson last year. They played with Clemson this year. So Cuse have shown an ability to play with the big boys, or is that just Clemson? And one thing I noticed is Dino Babers' track record against top 25 teams is pretty good. ATS, Teddy, what's your quick take on Notre Dame and Cuse?
Well, I'm really worried about the Mets. Syracuse made me a ton of money this year. All right, they're one of my favorite teams in college football, if not my favorite team in 2018. I do not trust them in this matchup. Even though I lean in their direction, I have not bet on Syracuse. When you grade out the personnel on both sides of the football, boy, the Orange are pretty much overachievers. And the success they had against Clemson, hey, they have confidence going in this game, but let's not forget, Trevor Lawrence got hurt in that game against the Tigers, and it certainly affected Clemson's offensive output. I worry about the Syracuse defense stopping Ian Book.
Tonight we got a football game. I got burnt last night betting some bad teams. Tonight we got SMU. I mean, Teddy, the number was higher. I don't know if it's dipped below 7 right now, but I saw it was in an even 7 this morning, so there was some overnight movement on this. You got Memphis going in there with that soft defense. Sonny Dykes has got the Mustangs on the verge of a bowl bid right now. I like SMU tonight. Am I crazy?
No, I have a bet on SMU, a ticket on SMU in my pocket as well. 7.5 still the prevailing number for the Mustangs. And when you look at the Memphis side of the equation, who have they beaten? Look at their strength of schedule.
Exactly.
They literally haven't beaten anyone all year. And putting up huge numbers, SMU's put up pretty good numbers too. And the Mustangs coming like a freight train here in November. I think SMU is going to give a real battle tonight. And forget a bowl bid. They can win their side of the division.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're right. They're in the division, the mix, the East there. You're right. All right, let's jump into the NFL. A lot of interesting games. Corey, we'll throw you a game in a second. I'm going to start one with you right now. Andrew Luck, man. The guy's thrown for 3 touchdowns 6 times this year. Never happened in NFL history before. Luck is back. Got to like Frank Reich and the direction this team's going in right now. Tennessee's been on a roll. But to me, it's a lot to ask of Tennessee to go to Dallas, win on a Monday night, beat the New England Patriots at home on a Sunday, and then go into Indy against an Indy team with Andrew Luck, who's never lost to the Titans before. Fun game, Teddy. I'm taking the Colts.
And I wouldn't talk you out of it. You know, Andrew Luck hasn't been sacked in 4 games, which is a testament to Indy's offensive line, which was a big question mark coming into the season. It's a testament to Luck's ability to find receivers relatively quickly. For the season, he's only taken 10 sacks. And you look at Tennessee's recent success. Some of it's Corey Davis. And the fact they have a downfield passing option now certainly works in their favor against a very suspect Colts defense. But Tennessee's offense has been Corey Davis, and now that opens things up for the running game when you can throw a downfield. I'm not convinced that I want Mariota over Luck in a shootout type of ballgame. So the question here is, can Tennessee's defense do what it's done the last couple of weeks and shut teams down? The way Indy is protecting Andrew Luck, I'm not convinced that's the case. I wouldn't be surprised to see this be a relatively high-scoring affair.
I agree with you on that one, Ted. Let me hop in right here. DC is what? I think they're 6-3 against the spread, 3-1 on the road against the spread. So this weekend, they're home versus you get Houston coming in the joint. Houston's laying 3, the number I'm looking at right now. But I think the Skins may have action on this one. But when I go to the window, I think I'm going to lay it down on the Texans. What do you think?
Yeah. Texas, I mean, right now, Washington's a one-way team for me. If I'm not betting against the Redskins, I'm not getting involved in the game. When you lose both starting tackles, all right, it's not one, it's both. And now you're going up against Watt on the one side and Clowney on the other. That's the very definition of a problematic matchup. You know, here's the Texans coming in off a bye, rested and ready. Here are the Redskins off, I mean, what do we call it? Fortuitous? It wasn't fortuitous. It was lucky. All right. You know, the win last week against Tampa. The first team in NFL history. This isn't not even since the merger. This is like the Chicago Stags of the 1940s. This never happened. No team had ever allowed 500 yards and given up less than 13 points.
Chicago Stags. I like that. Some deep references, Teddy.
And the Redskins gave up 500 yards and gave up 3 points to Tampa, which, you know, speaks to the we'll give them credit with the bend but don't break. I don't know that flies this week against the Texans. I really don't. Houston bet on. Washington, not so much. The point spread, you know, I was hoping to be laying less than a field goal here. At 3, it's still Texans are passed, but unfortunately, it's not, quote-unquote, the best of the number. And in the NFL, You want to be getting the best of the number whenever you can.
I was all over the Washington Redskins last week and was in the minority doing it. But this week, I think Texas, like you said, Texas get it done. Like you said, Teddy, they were able to escape against Tampa last week. But it's going to be another thing against that fierce Houston Texan offensive line. Michelle Serpico.
Hi, Teddy. So I went to the Eagles game last week. It was awful. They lost. But who do you have this week against the Eagles and New Orleans?
You know, it really is a fascinating game because I'm supposed to have learned my lesson about stepping in front of the Saints at home. And I haven't learned my lesson about stepping in front of the Saints at home.
Teddy, I was on the Bengals last week. Stupid move. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Phil, let's start with this. The Eagles have been favored in every previous game this season. Now they're not just catching. They're catching more than a touchdown. All right. Philly hasn't lost a game by more than a touchdown this season. Now, catching these type of points. And I know they stunk last week against Dallas. It's as bad as I've seen them play all year. I haven't seen Philly lay down. Carson Wentz is chucking the football around. Golden Tate helps that team. He helps them more than Brandon Marshall is going to help the Saints this weekend. And I just don't see a blowout. I see a competitive game. So it'd be Philly plus the points if I get involved. But I'm supposed to have learned my lesson about the Saints. I bet against them in the Rams game at home, and that didn't turn out to be a particularly good wager.
Atlanta Falcons and Corey's Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
You know, stylistically, you know, the Cowboys should be able to run the football. They got the win last week, but I thought it was a good spot for them, Teddy. And, you know, I've been in a pretty nice groove as of late in which I was on the Titans on Monday Night Football. And then when I watched the world talk about how bad the Cowboys were all week, I took the Cowboys last week. Now, nice. Suddenly, I'm hearing everyone talk about how the Cowboys are back and they're going to run the ball down the Falcons' throats and, oh, they're going to beat them stuff. I like the Falcons here, but I understand the Cowboy perspective and opinion. What's your take on this one?
It's a hard game, and I make good.
What a hard games this week.
These two teams, you know, Atlanta's defense is broken. All right, it's flat out broken. When you see Baker Mayfield, first game with the new offensive coordinator, light up with the first game or second game, whatever. Early on, you know, Baker Mayfield hadn't had a game like that all year. You know, not since he came off the bench against the Jets when he first got in. And to see him lighting up that defense is a problem. When you see Chubb running for 92 yards against that defense, it's a bad Falcons defense, and the injuries are going to – it's not going to get a whole lot better. So for Atlanta to beat teams, they got to outscore teams. Cowboys defense has been solid. You know, it's been solid from day one this season. Not going to be easy for Atlanta to move past them. But from a spot perspective – Dallas, great spot last week. Now they're in the divisional sandwich on the road against a team fighting for their playoff lives and a team that can put up points.
Bad spot for the Cowboys this week. Check out Teddy Covers, coversexperts.com.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Lumber Liquidators is celebrating the opening of our 400th store, so we're putting over 400 floors on sale. That means huge savings for you. Get pre-finished hardwood and bamboo up to 36% off, including new styles like Mediterranean maple and bestsellers like Silverstone bamboo. Take 25% off all Dream Home laminate and 10 to 15% off our best waterproof floors. More from just 49 cents, plus special financing and professional installation. Hurry, get your local Lumber Liquidators today.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Ah, Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is New Jersey's local, trusted sportsbook featuring a Vegas-style betting menu of parlays, props, and much more. Watch every game on their new 75-foot HD video wall. Already a trusted name in entertainment, Monmouth Park is now your best bet for wagering on all the big games. So get in on the action. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
All right, let's roll. The morning after, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks to Ted Savransky for joining us. Let's continue this NFL conversation. I'm Gabriel Morenci, Michelle Serpico, Corey Parson.
Let's do it, Gabe. Let me tell you where you're wrong at and I'm right.
Big week this week for us in the Golden Nugget contest. We won 6-1 last week. I think we're now 42-26. 42-27
Solid.
We're in 40th place. Top 20 makes money, but it's kind of deceptive. We're not really, we're in 40th, but we're one game behind 20th. It's okay. Just, it's a log jam. Like tied. We're tied with a lot of players.
This week right here get you inside that top 20 though, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's starting to get real right now. You want to position yourself. It's sort of like a horse race though. You don't want to be leading because then you get all that pressure.
Yeah. Because once you're up top, it's only one place to go.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's tough to once, you know, they always say it's harder to stay at the top than it is to get to the top.
Everybody's coming for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Michelle knows all about that.
I know all about it.
Yeah. All right. So let's jump in here.
Let's break it
Tennessee
down.
And the Indianapolis Colts. Big, big football game. The Indianapolis Colts suddenly are 4-5. A couple of weeks ago, let's say a month ago, nobody was thinking about the Colts being in a playoff conversation right now, but they actually are because of the division that they play in. And just because of the football that they're playing right now. But the Tennessee Titans are playing some real good ball.
Yeah.
Big win against the Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Dominated,
follow that
last
up
week
with a beatdown win. Mike Vrabel takes down Belichick. You know, they sort of – Vrabel was a longtime Patriot. Deion Lewis was in that room for a while. Malcolm Butler had a chip on his shoulder. It was a nice spot for the Titans and a revenge spot. But even though this is a divisional game and it's an important game, they're not going to be able to get as up for this as like they did against the Patriots last week. That was an all-in game. Now they go on the road. Now, Andrew Luck has never lost to the Tennessee Titans before, and I think that record will remain intact, and the Indianapolis Colts win this football game and improve to 5-5.
I agree with you. I think the Colts win this game right here. The bottom line of this contest right here, the best player on the field is on the Indianapolis Colts. Listen, quietly, Andrew Luck is having an MVP-type season.
Over the last 3 weeks, Corey, he's thrown 10 touchdowns and one interception.
He is getting it done. The offensive line is
offense
playing.
Offense has put up 108 points over the last 3 weeks.
The offensive line is playing excellent. They're able to run the football. Listen, they still got leaks defensively. But if you want to have leaks on defense, this is a good team to have leaks on defense against. I understand Corey Davis been playing a lot better lately, and Mariota has also. Give me the Indianapolis Colts. I'll take it. I'll take the Indianapolis Colts all day, twice
on Sunday. How about Eric Ebron and what he's doing?
One of my bets of the week. Yeah, I love – listen.
Eric Ebron, from a fantasy perspective, guys, he's killing. He's the first guy, he's the only guy besides Rob Gronkowski ever to have two touchdowns and a rushing touchdown as a tight end in an NFL game.
He's getting it done. That rushing touchdown was kind of fluky, but it counts.
Yeah. See, that's what they talk about when we talk about in the record book, in the history book.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how it happened.
It happened.
As long as it happened.
There you go.
As long as it happened. Both these teams have been big over teams, actually, on a year. You don't really think of the Tennessee Titans as an over team, but neither does Johnny Public. And I always tell you, Johnny Public's an idiot, all right? Public perception and reality are always two different things in a National Football League.
This game is an easy
and
over.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because you look, the Tennessee Titans average 18.7 points per game on offense. They only give up 16.8. You say to yourself, wow, they only score 18 points a game. They only give up 16. Must be a big under team. No, they go over because they're the point spread, the total is low.
And but this week it opened up pretty high at 48. Now I'm looking at, let me know if I'm right on
49
this game.
Right now.
I'm looking at 49 right now.
Remember last week on the show, I gave people in the morning, I said, take Indy and Jacksonville to go over the number.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was cruising over the number. It didn't cruise over, but it did get there. I would lean with the over in this game. You know, these two teams, when Andrew Luck has been there, they generally have played these high-scoring shootouts. But, you know, the public is on, and people are on the Titans here. It was 3 points, Corey. Now it's down to 1.5. Give me the Indianapolis Colts. I like the Colts to win this game.
Colts, easy. And with that number at 1, I love it.
All right, which leads us into Corey's Cowboys. So what do you think of this game, Corey? All kidding aside.
I don't like it. I don't like Dallas on the road in this spot. Coming off that big
terrible
victory.
Road team.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to win last week, but you're now 1-4 on the road.
A division win. They've used to playing Philadelphia. They used to go to Lincoln Financial. It's a different trip right here. Even though they made the same trip last year, the same exact weekend, and guess what happened? They got stomped. And I think it's going to be the same case this year. I think the thing about it is, yeah, Dallas will be able to run the football on Atlanta, but Atlanta is getting a little bit healthier on defense. They'll be able to move the ball, but they're not going to be able to move the ball like Atlanta moves the football.
Yeah.
I would not bet this game. If I was to bet this game, give me the Atlanta.
When you weigh out the offense and the defense and just everything, there's just the biggest advantage really will be Atlanta being able to move the ball. The Dallas Cowboys have a good defensive line, but their secondary can get torched. And at home, the Falcons' passing attack is next to impossible to stop. I just wonder if Dak Prescott, like, Zeke's going to be able to run the ball, but is Dak Prescott going to be able to make enough big plays? You need to make big plays to beat the Atlanta Falcons, and the Cowboys are not a big play offense. I don't know if they can methodically just sort of run the football and play ball control and beat the Falcons. And if they fall behind, they're going to be a little bit of trouble, and I think the Falcons get back on track here. I like the Dirty Bird laying the 3 points.
Give me the Dirty Bird laying the 3-2. I'm not ever going to bet against the Dallas Cowboys with my money, but the smart play here is the Falcons.
We should note that the Falcons have been money burners, guys.
They have.
3-6 against the spread on the season.
Yes, they have.
Trust me,
I know, Gabe.
4-5 against the spread on the season. So both of them, you've lost money betting on these teams every week. Pittsburgh Steelers starting to heat up right now. You know, Steelers had the early issues and, you know, the tie game with Cleveland. That seems like a long time ago. You know, the Le'Veon Bell situation is now dealt with and done with. They could just, handle their business. 6-2 record going into Jacksonville. If you remember, Jalen Ramsey's talked a lot of smack about Ben Roethlisberger. And the fact is, Jacksonville have played well against Pittsburgh. But this is payback time right now. The only thing is it's 5.5 points, and I can't lay 5.5 points on the road, but the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't turning things around. And you look, last time they played in the playoffs, it was 45-42.
Yeah, but Gabe, that
they played
number.
In a regular season, and Jacksonville beat them 39. So you've got a double revenge spot right now for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I don't want to lay 5.5. Jacksonville might be in a play at plus 5.5. To me, I got to do what Kobe Bryant never did. Pass
on this one.
Passing on the game.
I would.
I'd go with the over, actually.
I haven't gotten, you know, my 100% what I'm going to do this weekend yet.
Yeah, I know your routine. You got to sit down, get enhanced.
I got to sit down.
Corey needs to be alone.
Yeah.
It's going to be maybe 2 in the morning tonight. He's got to, sit down and.
I'll listen to
watch a little late night podcast tonight.
I'll do the Bet the Board joint, and then I'll do Gabe Rage versus the Machine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then after that, it'll come to me. But looking at this right now, this is Jacksonville Jaguars right here.
Yeah, but they are 3-6, right?
Yeah, but Gabe, you know what? I think they know how to beat Pittsburgh.
That might be the case.
I think
they know how to beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think they know how to beat Pittsburgh.
It feels like Pittsburgh's due for a little letdown week game, too.
I would go Pittsburgh this one. I don't know if it's going to be on the ticket yet, but the lean would be Pittsburgh.
I got to pass on it, but.
I mean, lean would be Jacksonville.
All right, this next game, I don't even know where the freaking quarterback's going to be yet. So Cincinnati at Baltimore, I guess it's going to be
RG3? I'm hearing it's going to be RG3.
I think, you know.
It's no number on this game from that I'm looking at right now. You have a number on this?
Yeah, I'm seeing 4.5.
I don't like it.
Yeah, Baltimore minus 4 right now.
The quarterback is going to be.
It's, you know, I believe it's RG3.
If it's RG3, that's terrible. Nothing you can do with that.
Lamar Jackson and Joe Flacco.
It's a nasty game right here. What do you think?
Look, it's RG3. It's like Lamar Jackson missed practice. Joe Flacco's out.
I'd bet the Bengals on the road. I can't believe
you know what, Corey? I think this is going to be RG3 day, bro. He's not a bad guy. He has one day.
He's not a bad guy. He's a bad quarterback.
He has one day where he has that win. And, you know, it's that RG3 can, you know, he can sort of hang his hat and say, you know, dude, that's a nice win. I don't know. He's probably better than Lamar Jackson is, bro. And I'm a Lamar Jackson guy, but I don't trust Lamar.
Right there, Gabe.
Lamar can't throw the ball. It's a problem. And I'm going to admit, this is why I'm not a scout, and I sit with Corey and Michelle every morning. Is that
I'm a scout.
Yeah.
What do you think of Lamar Jackson's development this season, Scout Michelle?
I don't think he's doing that great.
Anything in his mechanics?
I think he needs a little more footwork. He should jump more rope and do more of the ones where you go like in the.
Oh, like Utah Corey, yeah.
Yeah. Some footwork.
You know what? She's actually right. You're actually right. His footwork is bad.
Right.
You're correct.
You. Need to jump some more rope.
Yeah,
jump
to me, listen, I'm not betting this game. I'm not betting the game. And listen, I'm not burying Lamar Jackson yet. I'm just telling you, he's not. There's a reason why they didn't let him. Remember when they brought RG3 in, dude? They didn't even think he was going to make the team. He ended up being the second string quarterback. Lamar Jackson, and I think this is one of the beefs with Harbaugh and these guys. I think the owners are like, listen, we're going to dump Flacco. We're going to get Lamar Jackson in here. And I think Harbaugh is telling them, dude, you're going to lose. Like, he can't play. We're going to have a problem. I'm not saying he can't play, but I'm saying right now, if Lamar Jackson was playing, it could get a little ugly, Corey, I think.
That could be the case. But
you drafted him. You got to see if he can play.
I agree with that. But listen, that's the beef between the organization and Harbaugh right now.
It is a little bit.
What's going to happen at quarterback? You play RG this week. I'm fine with that. I think Jackson will get in and get some reps if he's healthy. I think Jackson might have missed a practice yesterday.
He did.
So there you go right there. So it looks like RG have the upper hand. The Bengals, though, coming in here facing a bad quarterback. Give me the Bengals. I might even take the Bengals on the money line.
All right. If you can, Michelle, can you pass me that beautiful Tampa Bay Buccaneer helmet?
Absolutely.
What a beautiful helmet this one is. And everybody's on the New York Giants.
It's kind of cool. I like the.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
They should go back to it.
Yeah, they should.
Great, great helmet right here. Next game on the other side, we got the Bucs and the Giants, although we're going to have to pick up the pace in these breakdowns. Everyone's going to jump on the Giants because, the Giants won on Monday Night Football. Giants suck at home. Fans will turn on them. Tampa's going to upset them.
Vehicle is riding rough. If it may be time for new shocks or struts, right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of 2 or 4 select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say, that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. They need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The morning after on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I like it like
continues.
Now, this is something your laptop, Michelle. Hey. Hey, cameraman is messing up right now, Jack.
I just basically follow Michelle wherever she goes.
Got it. There you go, Michelle. I got something to say to you guys. So,
I've got something to say.
Up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, 12 p.m., Fantasy BFFs with Greg Sussman and Frank Stample. 1 p.m., Fantasy Football Frenzy with the lovely bellied Corey Parson.
I like when you say the very average.
And Jim Day. You can catch both those shows on YouTube Live as well. 2 p.m. replay of the Roto Experts in the Morning Show with Dane Martinez and Scott Engel. 3 p.m. replay of the Fantasy Sports Today Morning Show with Mike Blewett and Dane Martinez. 4 p.m. Game Time Decisions with Gabriel Morenci and Cam Stewart. 6 p.m., the Game Time Decision Show with Gabe and Cam transitions to Lineup Block Live. 7 p.m., Scout Fantasy Sports with the little birdie, little chested Adam Ronis.
Good job.
All times are Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to all the programming totally free on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and website, or on iHeartRadio or TuneIn. They have free apps and websites as well.
Well done, Michelle. All right, we got to talk really fast from here on out and the rest of the show because we have so much information that we're going to need to get to. We're going to get back to our football picks. Quickly, NBA basketball tonight. The Brooklyn Nets are in the Washington Wizards. Wizards are -6.5. The Heat at the Pacers. The Pacers are -5. Toronto Raptors. My Toronto Raptors actually struggling a little bit this week. And remember, they already beat the Boston Celtics earlier in the year. It could be payback time for the Boston Celtics tonight. Watch that one. Philadelphia 76ers. Wow, they're only 3-point favorites at home against Utah. But now they got that clubhouse cancer, Jimmy B, in the room. Man, you think the Sixers win tonight at -3?
Give me the Sixers.
Utah coming off that 50-point embarrassing loss.
Give me the Sixers to cover the number right now. First game at home with Jimmy Butler. I think the Sixers, give me the Sixers laying that 3.
Pelicans lay 10 to the New York Knicks in New Orleans. Portland Trailblazers -1 at a Minnesota Timberwolves team that stepped up big the other night. They might win that game again. Sacramento on the road getting 6.5 at Memphis and the Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Sacramento getting that 6.5 on the road, even though Memphis is excellent at home. 6.5 is too high for Memphis. I like the way Sacramento fly around. Sacramento to cover that right there.
You know, I think Portland and Minnesota get over 223 points. All right, we're going to get to Michelle in a second. We're blasting through the NFL picks that we're going. I wanted to just give you an update as far as the Tampa Bay Rays and the Montreal Expos are concerned. But, Corey, I was talking about I think the Bucs are to play. I don't love it or anything. I mean, come on. They're both terrible teams. But if you're betting the game, just be careful that you think, oh, the Giants are going to kill Tampa and stuff. Eli Manning really struggles at home. And the reason I really liked the Giants last week is because the Giants, all their best performances have come on the road. The Titans and the Colts, we talked about it. We like the Colts in this game. Broncos, Chargers laying 7. Corey, you got an opinion on this one? I'm going to pass on that game.
Yeah, I would pass on this game, too, if I went with two heated division rivals. If I put something on this game, give me Denver plus the 7.5, but the Chargers win the game. I don't know what the number on the money line is, but that'd be the way to go.
It's minus 340.
That's too
Arizona high. Cardinals blow, but the Raiders are terrible, and Arizona's actually trying to win at least. Byron Leftwich has got David Johnson going a little bit right now. I think Arizona's the play. I don't like laying 5.5, but the Raiders really do just ultimately suck.
Give me the over in that game.
We got the Philadelphia Eagles. Michelle Serber goes Philadelphia Eagles getting 8.5 points over under 56.
I love Philadelphia.
What do you think happens in this one? They're going to get.
I think they're going to lose.
They're going to get killed?
Yeah. They're off. They lost to the Cowboys last week.
I relax, Michelle.
Like, that was a bad game. They played awful. They couldn't barely get a first down. They were terrible.
No, because
I wanted to rip my hair out sitting there watching.
The offense has really been struggling this season. But after that performance last week, you got to figure they bounce back. Gabe, like you said all the time.
Season's on the line.
Season's on the line. And you can bet, just reverse what happened last week. And then you go again. This week, they're getting 9 points. Yes, please give me Philadelphia. That's the play of the week.
Like I said on Sports Rage Against the Machine. It's very rare, guys. You're going to see a team 7-point favorites 1 week and 9-point favorites the next week. A 16-point point spread differential swing in a week. It's a roll, and they're the same team. It's the same team, right? Like, it's just perception. The people see teams, it changes their perception, even though they're the same teams. Minnesota and Chicago, hell of a game here. You know, I've been getting in front of the Bears. The Bears have been better than I gave them credit for this year, but I know the Bears are good. When you look at who the Bears have beaten, the Bears take advantage of bad football teams. Minnesota's not a bad football team. It's just up to Kirk Cousins not to screw this up. I like the Minnesota Vikings here plus the 3.
This is one of the more trickier games on the slate. Oh, man. The Bears not – I say this every week. The Bears not good enough to lay points. But the fact that they're laying –
covering.
They do.
Oh.
But the fact that they're laying, then they're laying against Minnesota, they are at home. I get that. I don't like the game at all on Sunday night. What I will tell you is, though, 45.5 is too high. That game will be under the number.
All right. So we're going to have more football picks. Corey and the crew and Ventura, these guys, and Jim Day are going to be breaking it out from a fantasy perspective. Me and Cam Stewart. Going to be giving you all the best bets of the day. We've got a bunch of guests and handicappers from 4 to 7 today. 6 o'clock, we get into the Million Maker lineups, and our basketball lines have been killing it all week. Like I said, last night we got as high as 51st place out of 40,000 people. All right, so just quickly right now for you baseball fans, and I know we have a few Montrealers that tune in, so this is the deal. Time is running out in Tampa Bay right now. The owners of the Tampa Bay Rays have until December 31st to find the necessary financing for the construction of a new stadium, in which they hope build in downtown Tampa, instead of St. Petersburg, where they are now. If an agreement is not reached by that date, the escape clause allowing them to exit the Tropicana Field contract in St. Petersburg expires starting January 1st. So basically, they've got like a day, you know? So, in other words, the Tampa Bay Rays' future is going to be decided over the next couple of weeks going into the holidays, and December 31st is the deadline, but it's getting this serious. Now, we've heard this before, and for the record, Expo fans, which I am one, we don't want to get too excited just because Tampa doesn't want to lose the team. They do have people trying to put this together right now, but they're running out of time. Despite the scheduled meeting between the county and the team and blah, 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 98.5 Sports, which is a sports station in Montreal, French station, which very powerful station. These guys are in tune with the Expos ownership groups and what's going on. According to inside information obtained by 98.5 Major League Baseball, would like to see Olympic Stadium be ready to host Major League Baseball regular season games in March as a contingency plan if the Rays deal falls through.
Interesting.
So it's pretty crazy. Like, you know, as an Expo fan, it sucks losing a team. I don't want to steal Tampa's team. But, and we're not stealing it, but it makes it a hell of a lot freaking easier.
They don't want them.
It makes it a hell of a lot easier than getting a whole new franchise and the expansion fee and all this other type stuff. And another thing is Tampa are good. You got all these prospects. Tampa, look what Tampa did. They traded everybody. They were competing until the end. Tampa are a good team. So, you know, it's something to keep our eye on, guys. You know, just if you're an American League East fan, and you know what else is perfect, Corey? And I've told people this as well. The Montreal Expos, when they come back, will be in the same division as Boston, Toronto, the New York Yankees. They want to have the same natural rivalry, so it's a perfect fit. You get the Rays out, boom, Montreal's in. Nice and easy geographically. It's even closer. It's perfect. It's just a perfect fit for everybody. Michelle Serpico, speaking of perfect, what do we leave on the table, Michelle, before we get to our best bets?
So I know I told you before what KD had to say about being asked again by a reporter about the drama with him and Draymond, but I forgot to tell you what Draymond said. I mean, it's not very long, obviously. He just said he was asked about the beef, too, and he goes, we're moving forward. That was what he had to say about it.
Well, you know, it won't be moved forward until they string together like 8 games in a row.
Yeah.
It's drama. They need to understand it. I understand KD can't be asked about it every day. It was earlier in the week.
Right.
It was earlier in the week. But now you start asking about the free agency stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's going to say, I don't want to talk about that either. Well, you know what, bro? You know, earlier in the year, you were embracing it, saying, oh, I don't mind talking about it. Everyone knows what it is. And now already tensions are high.
Yep.
They are very high. I wonder what's going to happen with that.
I know how it's going to end.
How?
They're going to win the championship.
But I don't care about that. I'm saying, how is it going to end between Draymond and KD? Part, are they going to really battle it out? Yeah. I hope they do.
They'll win a championship, Michelle.
No, I want them to get in a fist fight.
No, not a fist.
They're not going to get in a fist fight. They're going to win a championship.
I want them to, like, on the court.
And then after whatever, it'll be the little the fake hugs and all that. And then you'll see next year, the first time that they play each other, Draymond's going to go right after him. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll be all buddy-buddy. They won't say anything to each other. That's the way these guys are.
So the fight won't happen until next
year? Yeah, it's like Kelvin Benjamin didn't trash Cam Newton until he got to Buffalo.
Yep.
He didn't say, you know what, Cam, I got a problem with you right now. He waited until he got to Buffalo. So it'll be the same thing. Kevin Durant will leave, and then Draymond will start talking. Oh, I never liked him. He was a selfish player, and blah, blah. That's what's going
to
happen.
I wish it would happen sooner, but anyway.
You want to see them fight.
Yeah, I want to see them fight. I like fights. Tiger Woods had some pretty nice words about Steph Curry, not on the basketball court, but on the golf course.
Yeah.
Woods said his golf, because it's like people have said that Curry's a very good golf player. Woods said his golf swing is almost as pretty as his jumper. So Curry replied back to him on Twitter saying, I'm bringing the wallet as long as you're giving up strokes. Invite Phil Mickelson too.
Steph
Curry won't smoke. Yeah, Steph Curry. Trust me, Phil's like, he's like, honey, get me my phone.
Yeah,
where's my phone?
I'll give him a couple strokes.
Where's Curry's number? You want to play?
I'll give him a couple strokes.
I heard a rumor that Phil Mickelson's made more money gambling, playing golf against executives than he has on the tour.
That's crazy.
Like these guys, you don't realize it, Curry, right? Like, you'll play like the head of AT&T or like these guys have money, bro.
Yeah, well, no, they won't.
Not just like your boys, like the Goldman Sachs guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the IT guys.
No, the dudes the top. Yeah, at the top, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like they're playing golf at Trump's, Westminster Club,
exactly.
Bedford.
Yeah, exactly. The dudes
that
signed a check. Right quick, Miami Heat center Hassan Whiteside bought a $50,000 assault rifle. He left it in the backseat of his Rolls Royce.
It was funny. I knew this story.
Guess what?
I knew the story wasn't going to come.
Yeah.
That Hassan Whiteside just bought 50,000 bicycles for kids from Walmart.
No. He bought a $50,000 assault rifle.
Left it in the back seat
of his Rolls Royce, and guess what happened? Somebody stole it.
I can't believe that somebody would steal a gun in Florida. So, in other words, you're telling me right now there's someone walking around with a $50,000
assault rifle
in the streets of Miami.
Look at the big brain on Hassan.
Michelle?
Oklahoma Sooners.
Well, I just want to say, sorry, Michelle, but I just want to say about Steph Curry.
What about
There's him? Been some good golfers. Tony Romo can golf, but Tony Romo is just a little bit short of being able to golf. Like, he's close, but, you know, John Schmoltz, it drives him crazy. Schmoltz says, I'm so close. My grandfather was the same way. My grandfather was a par golfer, a professional hockey player. His dream was to be on the senior tour. He couldn't shave those final strokes. Steph Curry's going to be a professional golfer in like 15 years and successful at it.
You know what they asked
him? He really will.
They asked him about
He's already, he's this close to being this good guy now, and he's not even 30 yet.
They asked him about it, Gabe, and you know what he said? He said, it's intriguing, but I got like 4 kids. At some point, I'm going to have to spend some time with them.
Those kids are going to be teenage girls by the time he can play on the senior tour.
I agree with you.
I ain't saying he's coming to win the Masters.
Yeah.
I'm saying the senior tour.
Uh-huh.
And even web.com tour type thing, you can tell Curry's the type of guy. He's smooth.
He's a competitor, yeah.
He's a competitor. Mark my words. I'll probably be dead by the time it happens. But when I'm dead, remember, and when you see Steph Curry, and Steph Curry wins the New Orleans Zenith Open, you'd be like, damn, that Morency guy called this. Go ahead, Michelle, before we're done. We got to be quick.
So Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Kyler Murray reenacted a perfect tribute to Bo Jackson, who he's often compared to. Anyway, this is the iconic shot that he reenacted. I would say nailed.
It's pretty cool.
But, like, why is he compared to him when he played baseball and he played football?
Because Kyler Murray is the quarterback for Oklahoma, yet he was the ninth overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. But the only thing is, Kyler Murray isn't as impactful. It's cool. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings and the Philadelphia 76ers and the association tonight.
Give me the SMU Mustangs plus the seven Sixers. Points in football. Bet everything you have on it.
Fantasy football frenzy.
The only teams that match up with us was Malloy.
Archbishop Malloy. Kenny Archbishop Anderson.
Malloy. They had good pitching. Very fun.
My big question to you, though, is why are we talking about JV? You never got to V?
Oh, when I got to V. When I got to V.
Calling me a guard, man. You didn't even get to V. You were one of those guys that just, they had to get on the field at the end of the game so you had playing time.
That's actually true.
Weekdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Marcus Cato is a baseball-loving 20-year-old Californian. In May, he was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. Marcus now needs a bone marrow transplant from an unrelated donor to survive. The National Bone Marrow Registry is made up of only 7% African Americans, which means Marcus, who is biracial, faces a unique challenge to find a match. Text INVOLVE to 50555 to join DKMS in the fight to help Marcus and others get a second chance at life.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Chris Carson was removed from the injury report. The Seahawks play the Packers Thursday night football. So here's the thing. It gets really dicey right now with these Seattle running backs because this is a team that you want to have some action among these running backs because Seattle is running the football a ton. They are the most run-heavy team in the NFL.
Weekdays on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
If Draymond Green goes back to the club and says, my bad, it ends. But instead of saying my bad, he defended it. And they were like, no, you're wrong. They asked Durant about it. They said, oh, him and Draymond are going to be okay. He was like, I don't know. He was non-committal to it. So him and Draymond have a problem. Now, another thing is...
He was asked, have you and Draymond spoken since the incident? He just said no. You know, Wojo stating that it got pretty ugly. They're competitive guys. If anything, actually, though, you know, we've seen this with the New England Patriots before when there's controversy.
Yeah.
Remember, like, when Belichick kicked Brady's, like, holistic doctor out of the room?
Yeah, when Brady...
And, oh, there's trouble with the Patriots and Belichick and Brady, and they might leave, and Belichick doesn't get along with Brady's father, and Brady, you know, and all this stuff. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, remember Tom Brady had that hand-cut injury that he cut on somebody? Helmet. I think he cut it trying to throw a punch at Josh McDaniels. That's speculation. But the situation in Golden State, when you still look at the money, you follow the money. Klay and Durant are free agents after this season. They can only sign one.
And which one do you think stays? Come on.
They'll keep Clay. They'll try to make something. They'll try to make it right by Durant. They'll put Cousins on a 1-1. They ain't what you do with Draymond, because Draymond is up in 2020. So now you can't have all four of them making this money and then Cousins coming back on the 1-1 again.
Well, that'll eventually be the end of the era.
So who leaves?
You can't keep this thing together.
The way
forever.
It sounds like now, they're Draymond. Willing. Exactly.
Draymond will
they're
be
willing
the one.
To give Clay the max. They'll give Steph the max. And they'll move Draymond. And then they'll do the 1-1 with DeMarcus Cousins.
And Draymond will like it because he'll get overpaid somewhere. He'll get the ultra max.
I think he wants to be there, though. I think Draymond wants to be there.
I think he also wouldn't mind being the man as well and not being yelled
at. Is Draymond good enough to be the man?
No.
Draymond's the one that do all the yelling, Gabe. No. They don't come in there yelling at him. He come in there yelling at them.
You got to understand, Draymond Green is an imbalanced person for the most part.
Exactly.
He's a real good competitor, but he's in his own.
He's from Saginaw, Michigan, son. You know how that go. He's out there. He's all the way out there.
He's a Michigan State Spartan. That's all you need to know.
I feel like he's a loyal dude deep down and he means well.
Oh, yeah.
People like that, like they're crazy, but
yeah, but he's
like,
loyal. He's loyal to Curry.
Friend.
He's loyal to Thompson.
Right.
He's loyal to Kerr.
Okay, but
he doesn't
reason.
Have to be loyal to KD.
Yeah. I was gonna say there's a reason he's not. So
I think deep down inside he knows KD's not one of them.
The organization came out there yesterday and they showed you where with Kevin Durant on this. And if Draymond has to go because of this, then so be it.
Yeah,
they would
suspending.
Rather have Kevin Durant than Draymond
them,
Green.
Them sitting Draymond Green and publicly stating, yeah, we're not paying him and he's sitting tonight. Yeah, and I'm sure that went real well with Draymond.
I'm sure Draymond's in a bad mood right now.
Drama in the NBA. Hey, it's good.
All the time. The season just started.
The rest of the league is just popping popcorn right now. Hey, good. Hey, look at these guys. Keep fighting.